You tune to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, controversial plans to close 12 London fire stations, including the ones in Bow, Silvertown, and also one in Hackney, are currently being looked at as part of a consultation exercise being carried out by the London Fire Authority. As part of this process, there have been a series of meetings across the borough, including a very noisy one in Tower Hamlets, and a surprisingly poorly attended one, really, in some ways, in Newham Town Hall last week. Well, earlier on, I met up with Ron Dobson, London Fire Commissioner, and I asked him, well, what plans they had to keep people in East London safe from fire.
Well, this is our London safety plan. We'd have to do this every 3 years by statute. And this year we're presenting a plan which is designed to make London a safer place, designed to continue the really good work of London firefighters, where we've reduced the amount of calls we attend, the amount of fires that take place in London, and the amount of injuries that people suffer and fire deaths that occur in London over the last 10 years by about 50%. So we've made some really good progress. This year we've also got some very difficult budget targets to achieve. So in this year's plan, we're also making some proposals for the reduction in the number of fire stations, the number of fire appliances and the number of firefighters we have in London. Now, in doing that, we're seeking though to maintain our targets for attendance standards. So currently in London, we aim to get a fire engine to an incident anywhere in London, whether it be a fire or not, within 6 minutes, and a second appliance to that incident should it be needed within 8 minutes, and we're seeking to maintain those standards and keep them in place.
Now, you say that, but of course, we're talking in terms of 12 fire stations across London being closed, three of them in East London as well. We're talking about Bow, Silvertown, and the Kingsland one in Hackney as well. We're talking about 18 fire engines going right away across London. That includes ones in Leighton, Leightonstone, and Whitechapel as well. And we're talking about losing 520 firefighters right away across London. This must affect standards, surely.
Well, actually, what we're doing is we're trying to redistribute the cover that's left so that we can still achieve those standards or those targets of 6 and 8 minutes for first and second appliances. Now, in very local areas, local to where fire stations close, then obviously people will see a slight reduction in the standard of attendance because it's very, very close to where a fire station used to be. And our modelling work that we've done, which is very accurate and very robust, actually demonstrates that whilst there will be a slowing down, so the actual first appliance anywhere in London will, at the time, will reduce by about 15 seconds, it will still be well within our 6 minute attendance times target, and the second appliance will still be within 8 minutes.
Hello, my name is Fiona Twycross. I'm a London wide assembly member for the Labour Party and a member of the London Fire Authority. Well, I think the proposed changes in the fire service in London really put the safety and security of Londoners at risk. And I, as a Labour member of the Fire Authority and of the London Assembly, with other colleagues, are opposing these. Well, here in East London, in Newham, the areas around the fire stations that will be closing will see a really marked increase in the time it will take for a fire engine to reach an incident.
Seconds do cost lives, I couldn't disagree with that at all. It's also very important though to try and prevent the fires occurring in the first place, because what we also know is that on many occasions, by the time we receive a call where someone gets injured or dies in a fire, that person is either already injured or dead, because actually it's taken too long for the call to receive to us, and no matter how quickly we respond, we can't prevent that. So it's really important that the other parts of the plan are also noticed and commented on. So things like us working to try to increase the number of domestic sprinklers in the places where vulnerable people live is really, really important. Whilst the operational proposals around closures of fire stations and reduction in fire engines and firefighters are obviously the most obvious and the most controversial, it's really important that people do look at the rest of the plan, because that's really the way in which we're going to carry on reducing the figures in terms of numbers of fires and fire deaths in London, that we're really keen to continue the downward trend in all those figures.
I think we need to be quite clear that there is a risk involved. For example, around Silvertown Fire Station, the time it will take for a fire engine to reach the area once a fire station goes will increase by over 3 minutes. And we know that the intensity of a domestic fire, for example, can quadruple in just 2 minutes. So this is really an example of where seconds count, and they make a massive difference in what the outcome from a fire can be. So yes, it probably is reasonable to say that in some cases lives may be at risk.
a lot of people said, though, really, this is just financially driven, yeah? If suddenly somebody turned up and said, I'll tell you what, we've got a great present for you here, and you can spend whatever money you like, would you go ahead and close these fire stations?
I would certainly make some changes, because actually what we...
What changes would you make? How would it be different?
Well, what we would do is we would redistribute the way they got, we've got the cover in London already. And also, as a public servant, we need to recognise that the amount of demand is falling considerably. So, you know, we've actually had the lowest number of fires in London last year for 40 years, lowest number of fire deaths in London over the last 10 years, that's reducing considerably. So I do need to make sure that the public money that we spend, people's council tax, is spent appropriately, and that would mean that actually we need to continue to reassess whether or not we've got the right level of cover. Now, we probably wouldn't be looking to close as many fire stations or make as many changes, but I would still be making proposals around change, because it's an evolving process, and London Fire Brigade needs to reflect the way the risk is changing in London, and that's only the right thing to do.
Well, we don't think this is inevitable, and the Labour group and other groups on the Assembly came up with alternatives to the Mayor's plans in the budget. For example, the Mayor is cutting council tax for households in London this year by 1p a day, and we think that Londoners would rather see that money go towards maintaining the level of service we have from the fire service today.
And finally, if people are listening now and they're thinking, well, they're concerned about this, what do you suggest they do?
What I suggest they do is, first of all, reply to our consultation and let us know your concerns, but also listen to what we have to say about how to make yourself safe from fire. Ask for us to come along and do a home fire safety visit in your house and fit a free smoke alarm, because they're the ways in which we can really make yourself safe from fire by preventing the fire from occurring in the first place.
Ron Dobson, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you very much indeed.
And if you want to find out more about the planned changes in the fire service locally, or want to comment on the proposals as part of the consultation process, you can go to www.london-fire.gov.uk. Yeah, so it's www.london-fire.gov.uk. And there's also a campaign against the proposed closure of fire stations, and it's led by the Fire Brigades Union. And you can find out more about that at www.london.fbu.org.uk. That's www.london.fbu.org.uk. And of course, we've got Shamin Shahjahan from the Epilepsy Society. We have Shamin, what did you think of that? Any thoughts on that, really?
Well, I'm here from Epilepsy Society, but as a resident.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're not here, obviously, you can't, in terms of the Epilepsy Society, and it's not saying that we want to get involved in, but
terms,
yeah.
In terms of being a resident in East London, in Bow, that's very near one of the fire stations that's closing.
Of course,
very
near
my house. And obviously, I've seen posters up for, you know, trying to protest, not personally me, but local residents and the staff there. Trying to say not to close the station. As in your feature that you just played, there are, you know, pros and cons, and obviously people's safety comes first, and people want to be sure that when they call for help, the help arrives in time to save lives.
Absolutely.
So that is the that should be the, you know, ultimate kind of outcome in whatever field. We need to keep people safe, and so whoever is making decision, that should be their main concern, to keep people safe. And I, you know, all changes are happening everywhere, cuts are happening everywhere, so it needs to weigh out the benefits and cost. They need to do that, and also take local people's views and concerns.
Okay, which is, of course, what this consultation is all about. Okay, thanks for that, Shamin. And tell you what, stay tuned, though, because after the break, we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London. Stay tuned.
GB Autos, now in the...